Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Yudches, and we are in second parak of Peah Parak Ve'elu Mafsikin, as we started a couple of days ago. This parak is all about these next two parakim, are about the Hefsekim between fields. We know the Din Daraisa that one only has to give Peah, and one has an obligation to give Peah from their field, from Sadecha. And if it's not Sadecha, then it's Hefker, there's no Peah v'chulu. But we had all list of items that are Mafsik. We said maybe they're Durabanan Mafsik, Midaraisa, maybe it's all one field. So that is the, I have it here. But we'll see. Okay, today's year also is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU in there for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Yud Zayin Amid Bey, Yud Ches Amid Aleph on top, right on top. We just spoke about whether if somebody takes payah from a field that is not connected, and it's not the same field. It's not Peah b'dieved even. Lo kidsha, with the language of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, even at the end, what about the border lines in between? So that's what we spoke about at the end of the last year. That also, according to most poskim, again, as I re-clarified at the end of this year, it does not work. Right? Afilu Meitzar does not work for Peah. Next, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Omar. Chatsuvos mafsikin lepeah. Chatsuvos. What's chatsuvos? It's a type of plant. A chatsu plant, that is mafsik for peah. What is unique about this type of plant? The roots go straight down. Straight down. And it is, doesn't spread as most roots do, widthwise across the ground. No, it goes straight down. Mara folda, ezef husha yonek negdo, velo yonek litsadim. And that's mafsik between two sados. The Gemara tells us elsewhere in the Bavli that this plant was used to prevent people from being moving the borders of their fields and being masigvul, because somebody tries to move the fence and masigvul on top, even though they had planted the bush, but check underneath, it goes straight down. You're beyond the line, and therefore it's going to work against you. But this is what this is a very useful plant, a chatsav. Right, chatsuvos, they're mafsik. Rav Chizda boy here does not mean question, it just means, as the Maharal Folda says, Rasolomar, he wanted to say, boy, Bahen chilek Yoshua es haaretz. With this plant, they were mechalik the aretz, because it's a great border line, because the roots go straight down. So therefore, this is what Yeshua used to be mechalik the aretz. Azra bichanina bereshem Rav Chizda, Bahem tichem Yoshua es haaretz. With them, Yeshua was created the tchum of the aretz. What's the difference between the two? So it says the Vilna Gaon, says Rav Chaim Kadievsky, by chilek, that means between shvatim. Between shvatim, he was machalek the aretz. But tiche means between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Right? Tiche from the word tchum Eretz Yisrael. So that's how the Grub beautifully explains the difference between chilek and tiche. From the Pnei Moshe, you get the impression that it's just the same thing, they're just using different words. Amar Balashan Azeh, right? One said tichem and one said chilek. But it seems, according to the Grub, once you see that, you're like, oh, makes sense. He was machalik the aretz, within the aretz, that is within Eretz Yisrael, to each of the shvatim, and Yeshua ben Nun was mitachim, and he separated between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael for with these as well, because it was great border chilukim and distinctions. Okay, this gives us the opportunity to talk a little bit about this, the chilik ha'aretz and Yishev Haaretz, in the like. First of all, the Ramban says that this itself is a mitzvah saseh daraisa, right? The splitting up and settling. As we know, the Ramban, very famously in mitzvah saseh dalid that he adds on to the Rambam, which he said the Rambam did not count, and that is the mitzvah of not only living in the land of Israel, Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban includes a lot more than just living in the land of Israel. Shenetz tavinu lareshes haaretz, asher nasan akel yisbarach, v'yisale lavoseinu la'abraham li'isak li'akov. We have to be lareshes, that means to go in and to conquer it, and to settle it, v'lo nazo b'yazul aseinu min ha'umos, and not to leave it for other people to have, o l'shmama, or to desolation. If there is an area of Eretz Yisrael that one settles, that one cultivates, that's a kiyum of the Daraisa. Every time a field is planted, an orchard is planted, that's a kiyum of not leaving it l'shmama. V'hu amro lahem, and this is what it says at the end of Bamidbar, the Ramban Shita, v'rashem es aretz v'shavtem ba, ki lochem nasati es aretz ezos d'resh es osa, v'stachaltem es aretz, v'nichba v'zeh inyan b'mitzvah zu, b'mekom es acherim, many places this is discussed, bo'u u'rishu es aretz esher esbati l'avoseichem, u'pireid osalem b'mitzvah zu kula b'gvuleha u'mitzareha. It says the exact borders in the Torah. V'arayesh ezu mitzvah. And Araya, he quotes, is by the Meraglim. Ale reish kasher diber Hashem Elokech halach. Go settle it like Hashem told you. Atira v'altechas. Right? Where did he tell you? He told you to settle it. Ubishloach Hashem Elokech eschem mikodesh Barnea. Nomar alu urishu asaretz. Right? That wasn't a horasha. Right? That was a mitzvah lidoros in order to settle the land. So that is the Ramban again has a long piece relating to this. The quotes many of the stories of the Tanaim. Va'omer aniki a mitzvah shachachamim mafligin ba v'hi diras eretz Yisrael at sha'amru shekala yotzi mimena v'dar b'chutz la'aretz yeh b'necha ke'ovid avodah zara shever ki gershuni ayom the pasuk by David HaMelech v'zula ze haflagos gedolos sha'amru ba hakolu mimitzvah zaseh azeh shesavidu l'reshes aretz v'lasheves ba. Again, it's not just l'sheves, but l'reshes. L'reshes, l'sheves, to settle it, all the different aspects of the mitzvah. V'imkeni mitzvah, zaseh l'doros, mischayev, kol yachid mimenu. V'yafilu b'zman agalus, ki yadua, b'talmud, b'mkomos, harbe. Right, that's pretty clear in many sugis and shas. And by the way, as we mentioned, it's very, pretty clear in the Rambam. The Rambam is pretty clear that he holds there's a mitzvah of Yerushalayim Tisol Bizban Hazeh. There are 10 different rayas to this from all places in the Rambam. And that's why most Achronim assume against the Megillas Esther, who says here, that for the Rambam, it must be that it doesn't count it because it doesn't think it's a mitzvah of Bizban Hazeh. It was only a mitzvah of Bizban Yoshua and Bizban, Hageula. But the Rambam clearly, in 10 other contexts, quotes that there's a mitzvah of Yishev, quotes their halachas based on the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So there must be a reason why the Rambam didn't count it as a separate, independent mitzvah. It must be included in other mitzvahs, or it might be, all-inclusive mitzvah. And, as we always like to mention, Rav Asher Weiss gives the mashal of davening for the Ramban. The Ramban does not count davening as a mitzvah. So you're gonna tell me, oh, the Ramban doesn't think it's a mitzvah. Oh, it's a harasha l'doros. Right, Hoshar Shalom L'Doros. One time thing, there's a mitzvah to daven. But no, you could be a perfect, full, complete Jew without davening. No. The Rambam's Yishev Eretz Yisrael is like the Ramban's tefillah. For whatever reason, it's not counted as a separate, independent mitzvah. There's no Lashon of Tzivui, Ula Avdo B'chol Avavchem. The Ramban assumes it's an asmachta. We'll better get back to that, idea of tefillah a little bit later in the shiur. But this is the Ramban. So that's point number one. When we say Yeshua was mechalik to Aretz and mitachem the aretz, so that is a part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. There's an interesting discussion in the Rambam. The Rambam, we'll start with a question. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah U'Matana. The Rambam talks about tanoim, mishpatei hatanoim. This is the shita of many a number of gaonim. Right, the rules and regulations of making conditions. You have to say it's not kafel. You have to say both. If it rains, then we'll get married. And if it doesn't rain, then we won't get married. And you have to say the positive before the negative. What's the positive? Right? Is that if it rains, right? Is that the positive? Or what is it? If it doesn't rain, we'll get married. Then which is the Hein Kodem L'Lav. Right? Okay, but whatever it is, Hein Kodem L'Lav. And Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. And all different conditions of Mishpatei HaTanoim. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana Paragimel Halacha Ches. He says, after quoting the conditions, which is all, much of it is from Meseches Kiddushin, says the Rambam, it has to be double, hein kodem alav, the positive before the negative. It has to be a tnai that is possible to fulfill. Right? If not, it's not a condition. We'll marry if as long as I could fly up to the moon with my wings. We're not married. The im chaser echad mikal elu hatnai batel ukiilu ein sham tnai. Right? If I'm missing any of the conditions of tnaim, the tnai falls away. If I say almanas, it's like me'achshav, and if it's me'achshav, you don't need tznoim. If it's me'achshav, okay, for whatever reason. Then the Rambam says, "V'rabosai horu." My rabbis taught me. The Rambam hardly ever quotes anybody by name. He quotes the Rimi Gash, sometimes, Rav Yosef Halevi Migash. He doesn't quote too many other people by name, right? Even though earlier. So we're not even sure what the Rambam had, right? The Rambam knew about Rashi, but the Rambam quotes the Rimi Gash. V'rabosai harusha ein sorach lechol tatnai ulhaktem hein lalav ela bekidusha v'gitin bavad. The Rambam quotes this Deya of earlier Rabbanan that Tznayim are only needed by Kiddushin and Gerushin. You only have to do Mishpatei Tznayim and Tanai Kafel and the others only by Kiddushin and Gittin. What did I say? Kiddushin and Gerushin, yeah. Ve'ein l'davar zeraya. I don't know what the raya is for this. Ve'ein l'davar zeraya. That's the Shita, the Rambam, and he argues. Again, you only need Mishpatei Tznayim for Gittin and Kiddushin, and the Rambam says they don't have a raya. Says the Ravid, even though there is no raya, I think I have a remez, I have a svara. V'tam gadol ladavar, v'eich yitachein, v'zem mocher karka, o no snow, v'omer eini mochro, ela imkein yasali kach v'chach, v'notzio so miyado, v'lo asa mash yisna alav. Says the Ravid, this is a kasha on all tanaim. You make a tanai, and then you don't fulfill all the rules of the tanaim. So you say, you know, I said, I'm only selling this to you if it rains tomorrow. And it doesn't rain. So according to Halacha, the Rambam is saying, the sale went through anyway, because you didn't double the Tanai, so forget the Tanai and you sold it. The Rambam is like, really? You're going to say that? He doesn't want to sell it unless it rains. So he messed up with the Tanai. So you're going to tell me the Tanai falls away? Says the Rambam, no. No, generally you don't need Mishpatei HaTanayim. Right? You say the Tanai as long as it's clear, then we know that it counts. Gittin and Kiddushin. That's a special context. He says, Avo Gittin v'Kiddushin. Omdin daitahu, shemikiva chenazan daito lagarish olakadesh, einatnaim elakamafli bidvarm. Right? The kirav das, verichu kadas, einatnaim moabol, rachu gulakarev, elam kein chizku bekiflo, ubechol en yarmish esparshibo. By kidney kedushin, it's a very, you need a high level das. You need to be really serious. So unless you make mishpatei atznaim, so we think that you don't really need that condition as seriously. That's why Gittin and Kiddushin need a higher level of das, and that's why it needs Mishpatei Atznoim. Which relates to, if you remember, there's an important Ran at the end of Nidarim, where the Ran talks about Toka de Dibur, why Toka de Dibur doesn't apply by Gittin and Kiddushin, right? Two of the four exceptions, the Gemara says. Mekadesh, Mecharef, or is it Megadef, Avodazara, Gittin and Kiddushin. The four exceptions to Toka de Dibur. That you can't be chosen to Toka de Dibur. Why? Because people take Gittin and Kiddushin, they have a high level of das, and they take it very seriously. And even if you want to go back, you can't go back. Even Toka de Dibur. Okay, put that Ran with this Ravid. So that's the Ravid giving a Svara for this Shita. But the problem of the Achronim ask is that, one second, there's a Deya out there, this day of the Rambam's Rebbe's, that you only need Mishpatei Atznaim by Gittin V'Kiddushin, which is a type of Issa V'Heter. But by regular monetary law, by regular Dini Mamanis, you don't need Mishpatei Atznaim. What's the source of Mishpatei Atznaim? Where do you know all conditions from? B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain. You know from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, from the giving out of Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that Dini Mamanis? You're giving out the property of the land of Israel. So the whole source for conditions is from monetary law. And now you're telling me that monetary law doesn't need conditions, the rules of conditions, only Gittin and Kiddushin. What are you talking about? The whole source for conditions is Pradini Mominus, not by Isser V'Heter. And you're telling me that conditions only are needed by Isser V'Heter. That's the whole source of it. Doesn't make sense. Right? So how do you answer that question? So to answer that question, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Schechter has this in Eretz Hasvi, but others mention this based on also a question on Tosfos. Tosfos in Yuma asks, how is it, we know the Gemara says, that Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't split up. All the Shvatim had a chelek in Yerushalayim. All the Shvatim, and that's talked about after having to pay rent in Yerushalayim, but all the Shvatim have a chelek in Yerushalayim. Lo Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, Gemara in Yuma and Daf Yud Beis. Asked the Tosfos there, but one second, he wasn't split up. But we know there's a Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara says that the Mizbeach was not in it wasn't perfectly the same on every side. Right? It was symmetrical. That's the word I'm looking for. It wasn't symmetrical on, right? The east side and the south side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. Didn't have a base. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin. That was the Misora. right? Ze'ev Yitzrof. The entire Mizbeach. And the border between Binyamin and Yehuda went right through the base of Mikdash, and therefore, the Yesod, right, the Mizbeach had a Yesod on the north side, and on the west side, and a little bit on the south, and a little bit on the north, that on the east. But after, there was no other Yesod, because the border of Yehuda went right there. So he asked Tosfos, what do you mean? I thought Yerushalayim lo neschalka l'shvatim. How can you tell me the border went straight through? Every Shevet had Yerushalayim was an international city. Right? So, that Tosfos is Kasha. Im Kain, Laman Damar, lo neschalka, Maishna, Deshar Makom Shal Mizbeach, Hayalam Yesod, Mizrach is Dromis, lo Ayala Yesod. Right? So how do you get out of this Kasha? Strong Kasha. So you have to say, unless you say, oh, it was Nevuah, Misorah, Shlomo HaMelech had, Gemiri, Shlolassos, Yisod, LeMizrachas, Dromas. Right, they'll have to say that it wasn't because of, Tosfos says it wasn't because of Binyamin and Yehuda, there was a Misorah that it was not supposed to have a Yisod. Different reason, Kfiras HaKasav. But the other reason given by the Mefarshim is that maybe Yishev Eretz Yisrael, maybe giving out the land of Israel is not just monetary law, is Dini Mominus. It's also Issa V'Heter. It's Makdish. It's Makadesh, the land. And the... When the Yerushalayim, there were two levels of splitting up, right? Two levels of splitting up. Rav Shachter writes in Eretz Tzvi and Simel Amid. The Kolik Machlokes Ben Rav Yehuda Rachamim Yerushalayim and Mishakol Shvatim Im Lav. That's regarding the monetary law. Well, Im Havcha was Yerushalayim the private property of any Shevet? It was not. But in terms of splitting up the land, if part of the land wasn't split up, then the whole land wouldn't get kedusha. The entire land had to be split up in order to imbue the land of Israel with Kedusha. Betaras Chalukah Shalitza V'Heter, she betaras Gemar Mitzvahs Kibush Aretz, Pshita Sh'asu Chalukah Zu Al Kol Eretz Yisrael, L'Rabo Se'ir Yerushalayim. And therefore there were two levels of Chalukah. There was the Chalukah and monetary law within each Shevet, and then there was the Chalukah of Yisrael V'Heter, of imbuing Kedusha in the land of Israel. Those are two levels of Kedusha. And that's why even he explains, there's a Ravid that says that only when they split up to Shvatim did they use the Urim Betumim, did they do it miraculously. But when they split it up to families within every Shevet, they didn't use the Urim Betumim. Which area does Rosner get? They didn't use the Urim Betumim for that. Which area did Yehuda get? Did Binyamin get? So why should there be a difference between splitting it up into Shvatim and then within the Shvatim splitting up into families? Because splitting it up into Shvatim, that's Isser V'Heter, that's Hakdasha, that's sanctifying the land. Splitting it up into families, that's just regular monetary law. That didn't need the Urim Betumim. Right? So therefore, the source, how could it be the source? The source is, remember, the source for all conditions is Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that monetary law? And you're telling me it doesn't apply to monetary law? No. Eretz Yisrael, there are two levels of Kedusha. Splitting up Eretz Yisrael is also Isser V'Heter. Right? There's Din Nosaf, Nigmra, it's the completion of Yirashtem Aretz V'Shaftem Ba. And therefore, it has the Din of Isser V'Heter. Okay, there's more here on Kedushas Aretz, but let's do a little more, and then maybe we'll come back. Maybe there'll be time. Says, so what did we say so far? One halacha today. We said the Chatzav, right? This bush that the roots went straight down is a good hefsek for peya, and that's what Yeshua ben Nun used to split up the land. Shalulis, kol shehi, mosheches. So two of the items that we had in the Mishnah back on Daf Tezayin, the first two were nachal and shalulis. A nachal we said was a stream that splits, and a shalulis is a canal, right? The water aqueduct that had tributaries going off to the sides of the fields. So shalulis, kol shehi moshacha. So shalulis, any little shalulis is that's as long as it's moshachas, as long as it's flowing. So that would be mafsik. Nachal avabish eino moshech. A nachal, even if it is not moshech, even if it doesn't have flowing water, it is mafsik. The Vilna Gaon says a nachal is wider. And therefore, even without the water that is moshech. What do you mean it's not moshech? So some say that it's seasonal. Some say this means a nachal is mafsik, even though it's not moshech, not flowing all the time. It flows sometimes during the year, so that's good enough, even if it's seasonal. Other Rishonim, the Rashbam in Baba Basra, on Daf Nunhei says, well, we have the word nachal, I think we mentioned this back in the Mishnah also, we have the word nachal in other areas, nachal eson. Nachal might mean a dried out riverbed, right? That's still a hefsek. So here, eno moshech might be, it's totally not moshech anymore. Not just seasonal, but it's not flowing at all. That itself is already a hefsek. Good. Continuing, the Mishnah had said a derech hayachid and a derech harambam are both mafsik. So the Gemara asks, Mikivan detanina derech hayachid. Once the Mishnah says that a private path will be mafsik. Derech harabim might surchas. So what do you need to say derech harabim? If a yachid path is mafsik, so surely derech harabim. So the Gemara answers, asa, right, that we add in that word, asa meimar lacha, no, it's to come to teach me, afilu derech harabim, even if it's derech harabim, eno mafsik lilon el agader. We mention it to really emphasize and contrast the next Mishnah, that we put it in here to say this is mafsik for Zraim, but even this is not mafsik for Elon, trees, like we had last time, only a gadar, only a fence is mafsik. Even a derech harabim is not mafsik. Good. What about the next line? Mikivan de tanina shvil hayachid. Once the Mishnah says that a private path is mafsik, shvil harabim maitzurcha. So why do you have to mention the shvil harabim? Lahotzi es hakavua b'yemos hachama v'nekavua b'yemos hakshamim. Even if it's a shvil harabim, it has to be there during the whole year. Right, if it's only there part of the year, because during the Yemos HaKshamim, the rains wash it away, and therefore there's no path there, so that's not good enough. So that's why the Mishnah had mentioned Shvil HaRabim, even, you might think Shvil HaRabim is automatically mafsik. No, only if it's there, kavua, the Yemos HaChama, and Yemos HaKshamim. The Yemos HaKshamim, as is reflected by this halacha, there could be torrential rains, and it could be pretty dangerous. Right, and that's why, travelers are not so keen on the weather, right? There is a musarvart that they say over on the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Nun Gimel Amabez in the Bavli, the Mishnah mentions there that the Kohen Gadol on the way out of the Kodesh Kadashim says a short little prayer. Short little prayer, not a long one, because we don't want people to think that, something happened in the Kodesh Kadashim. But he says a Tefillah Kitzara. And the Gemara asks, what was that Tefillah Kitzara that the Kohen Gadol said, right in the second, in the Baisheni, was between the two curtains? What do you say? Rava barav ada, varavin barav ada, shravaya mishrei derav amri. And we say this in, on Yom Kippur. Yiratz mavadach Hashem Elokeinu, shetehe shanazu, shchuna geshuma, this year should be, dry and rainy. What does that mean? It means if it's supposed to be dry, it should be rainy. And Ravacha Brei Derav Mesayim Liadi Avit Sholta Midbeis Yehuda, that the Jewish people should rule over themselves. Velo Yu Amcha Beis Yol Tzrichin Lafarni Zemizeh. Velo, and the Jewish people shouldn't need Parnasa from each other. Velo Tikanis Lafanecha Tfilas Ovrei Drachim. And the Tfilah of the travelers shouldn't go into your ears, God. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he has about 30 seconds to say the most important things for Klal Yisrael. And what does he say? Hashem, let it be a good year for Parnassah. Let there not be poverty in Am Yisrael. And don't listen to the tefillah of the travelers. That's what he says. In this most propitious moment, auspicious moment, that's what he adds in. That's it. Don't listen to the tefillahs over Drachim. What is the appropriateness of that? Right? Rashi, mispalalim shelo yerdu gshamim. They daven that it doesn't rain. Okay, so this is so crucial. So the Bali Musar say, because when they daven, they're davening with kavana. They're davening with from the depths, because they know they're stuck on the road. Right? What did we learn today over here? Sometimes roads get washed out in the Yemos HaGshamim. Right? A Shvil HaRabim might not be kavua. Right? Lahozi is a kavua. So they know that they're up to the subject to the elements. So therefore they daven really hard. And when somebody davens really hard, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen. And therefore, he says, please don't listen to the tefillah of the Ovei Drachim, right? Because deep down, that's true tefillah, right? Rav Yeruchim quotes on the Rashi in Beshalach, where the Bnei Yisrael turned to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem. So Rashi quotes there, in Beshalach, Tafsu Umnas Avosam. They grabbed on to the umnis of their forefathers. And it says, Avram Davin, then Yitzchak Davin, and Yaakov Davin. The writer actually quotes that in Beshalach. It's the answer of Yeruchim Levavitz. What, they never davened beforehand? Right? Tavsum Rasavosam at Kriyas Yamsuf. Right before Kriyas Yamsuf. Yitzchakum and Yisrael Hashem. Well, they davened for 200 years. In Mitzrayim. Why Davka do Chazal say, and Rashi quotes this on this pasuk, Tavsum Rasavosam? So he explains, they always daven, but at this moment in time, It was exactly what tefillah is meant to be. Why? They looked behind them, they saw the Mitzrayim. They looked in front of them, they saw the Yam. There was nowhere to go, except up. Right? The only place to face was up. Tafsu Umnas Avosam, the feeling of total eist tzara, the feeling of, ain brera, Kadosh Baruch Hu is my only address. right? That's true tefillah, right? And that's what these overage rachim felt, and that's why the Kohen Gadol had a daven against them on Yom Kippur. That's also the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Toldos, where the Vilna Gaon quotes on the pasuk Akol Kol Yaakov Vayadayim Yidei Esav. The Grub points out that if you look closely at the pasuk, any Balkori would recognize this, or unless it's pointed out by the Gra, one kol is mali, one kol is chaser. Hakol kol Yaakov, one has a vav and one's without a vav. So why is that? Every letter in the Torah is there to teach us something. So the Gra says that every Jew has two kolos. The kol mali and the kol chaser. Right, the kol mole, the kol of Torah, the proud kol, the standing up strong kol, the kol that I have to answer to a higher authority. I'm strong. I'm proud. I'm focused. That's the kol of Torah. And then you have the kol chaser, the broken kol, the missing kol. The only way to properly turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, the kol of tefillah, is to feel a lack. To feel a chaser, to feel a tzara, to feel I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to feel like those over drachim, to feel like I'm going to get wiped out because it's the emos hagshamim, right? So that's the broken kol. Those are the two kolos of a Jew. A kol kol Yaakov, says the Grub, the two kolos of the Jew. Right, and that's finally, that's Rev Soloveitchik. So what do we have? We have the over drachim, and we have the Gra, and we have your Rav Yeruchim, and then one more Rev Soloveitchik about the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. We alluded to this before. While the Ramban does not agree to that, the Ramban does not count davening as one of the mitzvahs every day. Again, we mentioned that it's probably because the Ramban, of course, thinks it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day. It's not mechuyev as one of the 613 independent ones because there's no language in the Torah of a tzivoy. But the Ramban does say that there is a tzivoy to daven be'es tzara, based on a pasuk in Bahaloscha. Right, not the pasuk of La'avdo b'chol avavchem, but the Hariyosam b'chatzotros. Right, then the Kol HaTogad b'nizkartam b'frei Hashem alokeichem. That pasuk. So if Soloveitchik suggested, then maybe the Rambam also agrees that tefillah is only obligatory be'es tzara. But the Rambam feels that every single day is an es tzara. Every day. What happened yesterday has to do with what's going to happen today. What past results are no guarantee of future performance. I think that was once the motto of some, business company, right? So the past performance, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's every day is an Esara. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so that's why, but they both agree that only tefillah-based Sara is midaraisa. But the Ramban says that goes by a literal Sara, while the Rambam says, no, life is an Esara, and therefore one has to properly have the perspective every single day of our life. Right, a lot more, but... Past sometimes gives us the opportunity to talk about other topics related. So we spoke about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we spoke about tefillah, because tefillah, those ovrei drachim, get washed away, and that's what the Shvil HaRabim is, even if it's not mafsik, if it's not kavu in Yimosak Shaman. Fine, the next items on the list were bur, an unplowed field, vahanir, a plowed field that was not planted, Vizera acher, and another type of plant, a different plant in the middle. So how wide does one need of these items in order to be mafsik? So machlokes, rav amar bur veneer base rova. Bur and aneer need a base rova. Base rova is a rova of a kav, and you do the math, it's about a little more than 100 square amos, 104 point square amos. Vizera acher afilu kolshu. But Rav says if it's a different item, different zera, then even a kolshu. And we mentioned on the Mishnah that you got to work out, what do you mean? You got to figure out it's that it's kolshu, but there's no kilayim there. Right? Maybe it's something that's not kilayim, something that doesn't look like kilayim. The smaller it is, the worse that it's going to look. Right? We're going to learn Mishnayis and kilayim, talk about it. As long as it looks separate, and you have big fields next to each other, they can tell them apart, that it's not going to be kilayim. But so here, but is there a kolshu? Okay, it must be a case that it's not kilayim. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bur, Veneer, Vizera, Acher, all of them have a shear. Bishlosha, Tlamim, Shel Pasiach. Three plowshears width. Two amos. That's what the Mefarshim say. Three widths of the plows that you put onto the ox. Seems to be a machlokas. Rav says that Bur and Nir have a base rova, and Zera Acher is any. Rabbi Yochanan says they all have the two amo width. Ma'o Palig, do they really argue? Maybe they don't argue. Ma demar Rav b'chiyav peya. When Rav says that that zera acher is even a tiny amount. That's by a zera that's chayiv and peya. If the middle thing is chayiv and peya, then that shows it's chashuv and it's mafsik. And it's mafsik. Umadam, Rabbi Yochanan, the potter peya. And what Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's a minimum shear for the zera acher, that's where the middle item is potter from peya. Maybe it's vegetables, it's potter from peya, and that's why it's not as chashuv, and therefore it's not mafsik, it needs a shear. So that's how, that's the first suggestion of the Gemara. So there's no machlokas, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, because the zera acher depends if it's mechuyev in peya or not. So the Gemara says, okay, that explains the zera acher, but there's still a machlokas about buranir. Right, Rav said Buranir is Beis Rova, and Rabbi Yochanan said Buranir is Shlosha Shalomim Sal Pasiach. So the Gemara asks, some take out the word Vahatani. Bur Vanir Chayavin Bepeya. What, Buranir, those are the middle, right, the unplowed and the unseeded, they're Chayavin Peya? Rhetorical question. They're Pater from Peya. So therefore, according to your Svara, they're Pater from Peya. Everybody should agree that there's a certain minimum amount, and yet there's a Machlokas. So you see there's a Machlokas between them. It's not just all everybody agrees about Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the Buranir, there's another, reason for Machlokas, why they have different Shiurim. Min ma da'amar Rav, besad ha'beinonis. Min ma da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chamisha moshtayim. It's different size fields. Different size fields, and again, the Mefarshim here do the ratios and figure out exactly how there's no machlokas, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out, even in a small field, you need at least two amos wide for the bar and the bur and the near. So again, maybe there's no machlokas. We're not talking about different items, but we're talking about different size fields, and the ratios, if you do the math, all work out, and Rav Rami Yochanan wouldn't argue in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we talk about a kotzer lashachas, if one starts the harvest, how could you make it considered a hefsik and not just the start of the harvest? Okay, we'll stop here.